Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 12th, 2022. Today he is talking about our unbreakable connection to God and inviting us to establish a personal connection with some of those in the non-physical realms. Set the intent and choose to trust love. There is only one. Every sentient conscious being is an inseparable and eternal aspect of that One. Within the One are an infinitely vast number of individual fields of consciousness that are at one and in a state of oneness with each other, and in that state each is constantly able to interact and communicate with all those others, those vast numbers, singly or en masse. So vast are those numbers that it is beyond human comprehension. In fact, in reality, numbers are meaningless. They are just an aspect of the illusion that, like time, are helpful while you are in form. There are no limits on your ability to connect from one to one, from one to all, and from all to one. In form, that would cause chaos. In reality, chaos does not and could not happen. Many of you have discovered that you have psychic or channeling abilities, the ability to communicate with those in the non-physical realms, or have friends or know others who can do this. But you all have this ability. It is not unusual or rare. It is just that some are aware of this ability in themselves and avail of it, while most are not. You can develop it quite easily, as John did, by asking, when you are within your holy inner sanctuary, for help and guidance to do so. Then someone from your spiritual support team will establish a connection with you and assist you forwards in your awakening process. As you continue to forge ahead, lovewards, towards your awakening, make the choice to become aware of this ability and avail of it regularly. Doing so is extremely comforting as it helps to remove any doubts you may have about reality, Mother, Father, God, Source, or about what love is, because when you choose to go deep within yourselves and allow love to embrace you, you can and do feel the warmth and comfort of its embrace. It is the all-powerful life force that empowers all physical forms, something that most people take for granted unless illness or injury brings it to their attention by weakening their physical forms, whereupon fear or panic often sets in and they rush to obtain medical help for their bodies. This is quite natural and can produce excellent bodily healing. However, it seldom, if ever, addresses the underlying origin of the illness or injury. This could be a pre-incarnational intention arranged to coordinate a pre-planned change to a person's human life path after a number of essential lessons have been learned and integrated, or it could be an attempt from the person's higher self to draw attention to a major and distracting deviation from the person's pre-planned life path. Either way, when such an event occurs, it can be extremely alarming and bring with it much suffering for the person involved. In a situation such as this, the ability to go deep within oneself, to one's holy inner sanctuary, is most beneficial. If a person has not been spiritually aware or conscious that life's meaning is not just their human survival, this can be very difficult to deal with and then move forward. Therefore, establishing contact with someone from your non-physical support team can be most helpful and comforting, as it clearly demonstrates to you that you are never alone, even when that appears to be your experience. You are all in a permanent and unbreakable relationship with the One, while mostly being unaware of it because of the veil or mist you collectively chose to place between your human form and your true self. None of you are ever separated from your Source, Mother, Father, God, for even the most immeasurably brief instant. Separation of any kind is totally beyond the bounds of possibility. You are all always at one because there is only oneness. The present very visible planet-wide conflict and chaos, due to war, weather and geological disturbances, as well as to the ever-present political divisiveness, religious, ethnic and racial intolerance, etc., is a clear indication that people are awakening to the ages-long deceit and corruption that has plagued humanity. It is not new, it is just becoming far more visible, as it becomes clear that the mainstream media is no longer a reliable source of news, having become a propaganda machine for governments and their wealthy benefactors, and partially due to the improved worldwide level of education over the last couple of centuries, along with the very recent technical ability for ordinary people to be able to communicate with anyone almost anywhere in the world instantly. This growing planet-wide awareness is an essential aspect of the collective awakening process, because to be awake is to be aware. Arising with this awareness is the most powerful realization that only love can heal your apparent differences. There are no differences between any of you in reality, your permanent state of eternal existence, because you are all one family, God's holy family. You have just hidden that truth from yourselves or denied it in order to play the illusory game of experiencing separation and then engaging with the many kinds of conflict with which it presents you. Fear, anger, hatred, resentment, judgment and condemnation of others, a major aspect of this game of separation, always return to the originator. While in form you can experience massive pain and suffering, and it is very difficult for you to accept that it is unreal or illusory. When you can see and feel it with your physical bodies, which are capable of being restored to complete health if you will allow love fully into your lives. Those of you who are becoming ever more aware of your truly divine nature are also becoming aware that this is something that you have always known at the depth of your being. Nevertheless, still being in form, your egos do their utmost to convince you that form is your only nature and are constantly encouraging your fear and the concomitant requirement to protect your bodies from danger, damage, and death at all times. So, I would like to most strongly confirm for you yet again that you are love, and, as you well know, love is all that is. As humans, you have learned to shut it out, to distrust it, because your actual experience, although unreal, is that your bodies need physical protection to keep them free from pain and suffering, and to ensure their survival. It seems clear to your rational human minds, guided by your egos, that love alone cannot provide that. However, if you will set the intent and choose to trust love, and then always interact with others with loving intent, you will find that your human lives will flow far more freely and smoothly. It is when you disregard your true nature and live a life in which fear guides and directs you that you introduce anxiety, pain and suffering into your lives and into the lives of others on a regular or perhaps even an almost continuous basis. You are love, so be love. Don't hide from the reality of this, because doing so leads to feelings of unworthiness, inadequacy and incompetence. You then behave or act as though those feelings were valid, confirming for you the belief that, just as you are unacceptable to God, and so you refuse to recognize that love is who you truly are. If this is or has been an issue for you, make a point of fully accepting every loving compliment that you are offered, thus helping you to move into a state of valid and loving self-acceptance. It is the perfect state in which God created you and from which you have never departed. With so very much love, Saul.